You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inquinto 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. And indeed, a very good morning to each and every one of you boys and girls. It is exactly 6 o'clock on Thursday morning, September the 22nd. The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Great to be with you today. Great to be with you any day, really, isn't it? Of course it is. Right, let's take a look. Just a few things relevant to today's date. Not too many today, but we'll take a rummage through some more during the course of the morning. Today is American Businesswoman's Day today. That's being recognized in the United States, or celebrated. Hobbit Day. Now, this is a celebration. This is containing week. Is celebrated as Tolkien's Week. This is the American Tolkien Society. So it's been celebrated all week, but today is Hobbit Day. And Resistance Fighting Day today is being celebrated in where? In Estonia.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning in the morning.
Buenos
dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Somebody's baby. She must be somebody's baby.
Mr. Jackson Brown there. Somebody's Baby, coming back to 1982, that took us to. It was written by Jackson Brown together with Danny Kochman, and it was recorded for the 1982 Fast Times at Ridgemont High movie soundtrack. And that track, well, that got to number 7 on the US Billboard Hot 100. That was after debuting at 73 on the 31st of July in 82. So we're off then. Lazy heads out of bed. Tell you what, get plenty of this on this morning's program, Madness. That's the name of the group. They were formed back in Camden Town in North London in 1976. One of the most prominent bands of the late 1970s and early 1980s. And they've had so many hits. They've had 15 singles reach the UK top 10. And they are still going. A little break from 1986 to 1992. But yes, 30 years later, they're still on the run. Absolutely brilliant, Madness. Always wonder what it's like going to a concert singing on an old man. At least on radio, you don't know how old I am, do you, really? This is the Rembrandts on The Breakfast Show. Rembrandt. So Just the Way It Is, Baby. And that was released back in 1990 on the Atco Records label. It was the debut single from their first album, which was just simply called The Rembrandts. First appeared on the US Billboard Album Rock Tracks chart in 1990, then became a top 10 hit 1 year later in France, where it remained on the country's chart for 16 weeks. And also in Austria and Germany, it did very well as well. Moderate hit in other European countries and also in Australia and Canada. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just a few seconds away from 15 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Yep, it's that time of the morning. Time to get you spruced up, showered down, and off to wherever it is you're going this morning. Let me see. Have I got Silver Convention?
That's right!
Get up. There we go then. That's it. That's what we're doing. We're getting up and boogieing there with Silver Convention. And here on The Breakfast Show, 18 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, time to get you out of the shower. There we go. Just saying, on your way to wherever it is that you're going today. Hope you're going to have an absolutely great Thursday. It is Thursday. It is September the 22nd. I'm going to keep you entertained going right through till 10 o'clock this morning, so do stick around. Otherwise, I've been trying to get a little bit lonely. Sadly, no tech talk today. Dr. Computer is feeling a little bit under the weather today.
Oh,
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
She moves in peculiar ways. This room is nothing more than her stage. It's so cruel. The life of the party should be the death of me. I told her you're the love of my night. I won't stop till you're the love of my life. I won't stop till you're the one that I'm taking home. One I've been waiting for. But all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is dance. All I wanna do is get up on it. Got me in the palm of her hand. All I wanna touch is her nirvana. Feels like I've been waiting for forever and the night to get this chance. But all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is dance. All I wanna do is pull her close. Got me in the palm of her hand. She don't want this song to be over. Feels like I've been waiting for forever and the night to get this chance. All she wanna do is, all she wanna do is.
All I wanna do is get my nails done. Yeah, all I wanna do is spend a big fun. Twerk, twerk all night on your grandson. Little west side chick out of London. Top boy boo, that be getting to the food. Need a G with some peas, that be getting all the juice. Day night for my dudes, got the lace with a glue. I'ma dance all night in my new jeans.
Give me
forever and the night to get this chance.
Come get this dance, baby.
All she wanna do is, all she wanna do is dance. Got me in the palm of her hands. All I wanna touch is her nirvana. Feels like I've been waiting for forever and a night to get this chance.
Come get this dance.
But all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is.
All she wanna do is dance.
All I wanna do is get up on her. Got me in the palm of her hands. All I wanna touch is her nirvana. Feels like I've been waiting for forever and a night to get this chance. But all she wanna do is, all she wanna do.
Another floor filler from your tortured singer. You've been singing other songs, but I'll forgive you. They shoot horses, don't they though? But I'm just not gonna quit. Dressed in McQueen and a Bee Gees dream, still right in the thick of it.
Dance, 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 dance right in the thick of it.
Tell you what, I love that one. That's Disco Symphony, Robbie Williams, there, off of his album 25 in Roman numerals, by the way. Brilliant album. I've enjoyed that remake of a lot of his stuff, celebrating his 25 years as a solo artist. And that was preceded, All She Wants to Do Is Dance. And before that one I'm Your Baby Tonight, Whitney Houston, and it was there somewhere. That's it. That has brought us down to half past the hour of 6 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperier.
Mi amor, qué bien que llegaste. ¿Lista para ver la serie?
Claro que sí. Déjame prender la computadora.
Oye, pero eso como que se ve mal.
Ay, sí, hace varios días. No sé qué le pasa.
Y se escucha bien raro.
Ah, eso lo tiene hace rato. Tampoco sé por qué.
Si tu equipo está fallando pero no sabes qué le sucede, tráelo a DataServe y te damos un diagnóstico. Aprovecha el DataServe Black Week del 12 al 30 de septiembre y te brindamos un 25% de descuento en el costo del diagnóstico. Visita dspma.com o nuestro Instagram, @DataServePanamá, y descubre todas nuestras promociones. DataServe, líderes en soluciones tecnológicas desde 1989.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And it is great to be with you. It is Thursday. It is Thursday morning. It is the 22nd of September. Time right now, making our way to 27 and a half minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Looking at some things in the local news today, don't forget we will look at this in more detail later on this morning. Of course, the Odebrecht trial is taking the headlines. We're going to start off with Mohamed Daoud Hassan, who has held the position of senior prosecutor since July the 16th of 2021. And he joined the Odebrecht case team a year ago when the prosecutor in charge, Javier Caraballo, sent the anti-corruption prosecutor Tanya Sterling on vacation. Well, Daoud Hassan, who had previously been in the special prosecutor's office against organized crime, remained in the post, and he has he was even one of the two officials that the public ministry sent to the hearing in New York on March the 20th of 2022, in which Ricardo Alberto and Luis Enrique Martinelli Linares confessed to having laundered $28 million in bribes from Odebrecht, following orders, according to them, from their father, former President Ricardo Martinelli Barrichello. Well, Martinelli Barrichello and his two children are on the list of 50 people for whom the Special Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office requests a summons to trial for the alleged commission of the crime of money laundering. Well, Martinelli Barrichello took up against the prosecutor, pointing out that Daoud Hassan was part of the PMC International Legal Services, the law firm that established Constructora Internacional del Sur. This is the company used by Odebrecht to pay multimillionaire bribes to Panamanian officials and politicians. That man, who is giving the allegations right now on behalf of the prosecution, his company, of which he was its main partner, was the one who created it. And now he is the prosecutor of the case, added his lawyer, Alfredo Vallarino. What neither Martinelli nor Vallarino said is that although PMC International Legal Services incorporated Constructora Internacional del Sur on the 11th of October back in 2006, the company was acquired on July the 21st of 2009, 20 days after Martinelli took office as President of the Republic, by the forensic firm Patton Moreno and Asfat, represented by Francisco Martinelli, cousin of the former president, who personally appeared before the notary to formalize the changes to the company. Constructora Internacional del Sur handled some $9 million in multibank and more than $400 million in credit corp bank as a result of bribes from Odebrecht. The Odebrecht company did not only want to take over projects in Panama, they also pretended to have access to power and therefore got involved in political campaigns. This was stated on Wednesday by the anti-corruption prosecutor, Mahmoud Daoud Hassan, in the continuation of the allegations phase made by the public ministry in the preliminary hearing of this case, described as, quote, the biggest robbery of public funds in history, unquote. Hassan expressed in the judicial proceedings that the Brazilian construction company contributed millionaire funds to the campaign of José Domingo Arias, who was the presidential candidate of the Cambio Democrático, the CD collective, in the 2014 general elections and one of the defendants in this case. Now, this is from Maura. According to what was read by the prosecutor, established that there were several meetings where former President Ricardo Martinelli Barrichello participated and with whom it was agreed that the amount contracted for the presidential campaign would be the sum of $21 million. The victim is the state in this big heist, said Hassan. Plenty more on that in the news at 8 and 9 o'clock. The Superior Court for the Settlement of Criminal Cases confirmed the sentence of 7 years in prison for José Antonio Carrizo Merida, sentenced to last April for the crime of aggravated fraud to the detriment of Corporación La Prensa, S.A. Carrizo Merida was the legal representative of the defunct advertising agency In-House Advertising, Inc., and together with Ada Tejada Garagati, a former Corprensa Collections officer, caused damage to the corporation for $2.5 million between 2009 and 16. Continuing with the story. The sentence, by the way, imposed on Carrizo on the April 11th by the Second Liquidator Court for Criminal Cases in charge of Lorena Martina Hernandez also includes disqualification from exercising public functions for 4 years once the 7-year prison sentence has been served. A group of migrants was robbed in the Tres Bocas area in the province of Darien. As a result of this event, a 6-year-old minor died while 2 adults were injured. This was reported by the National Border Service Centrefront in a statement which was issued this Wednesday. According to the entity, the assault on the migrants was carried out by people with a foreign accent in combination with indigenous Panamanians. The victims have already been rescued, evacuated and transferred to a hospital. The Centrefront indicated that it is still searching for those responsible. Eliezer Montenegro, President of the National Coordination of Representatives and President of the Western Panama Provincial Council, during the appearance before the Budget Committee of the National Assembly, did not give more figures or explain the budget execution of the Western Panama Provincial Council. Instead, he explained that they needed an additional $9 million to the figure recommended by the Ministry of Economy and Finance, which was $38.6 million. This is to increase, wait for it, this is to increase the salary of the 678 representatives of the country, an additional $1,000 per month. Currently they earn a salary of $2,000 per month. 50% increase. I think we'd all like that, wouldn't we? It is the only budget hearing in which I do not hear goals. I do not hear plans. I do not hear what was done or not done, said Deputy Juan Diego Vasquez after Montenegro finished his speech. He has come only and specifically to ask for a salary increase, said Vasquez. Vasquez stated that in his opinion, the discussion on this issue has to be more technical and deeper. He also stressed that in order to increase the salary of the representatives, Law 37 of 2009, which decentralizes public management, would have to be modified. Montenegro assured that he did not agree with that and concluded that the fairest thing would be the increase that they're requesting. The session ended without specifying whether the Commission will ask the MEF to increase the $9 million. And lastly, the Panama Canal Museum, something we're all very proud of, located in San Felipe, celebrates 25 years as a place where the country's historical heritage is highlighted on a daily basis. This research, culture and education center was founded as a non-profit organization in September of 1997 to tell the story of Panama as a transit route and the importance of the Panama Canal. In the words of the Elizabeth Gonzalez, director of the museum, the Canal Museum will continue with the commitment to safeguard our identity, heritage and culture. And in these 25 years, the museum has received at least 1.2 million visitors, held some 150 temporary exhibitions, and rescued 30,000 historical pieces. How wonderful is that? In this scenario, it was affiliated with prestigious institutions such as the Smithsonian Institute, the American Alliance of Museums, the International Council of Museums, and of course the Network of Museums and Visitor Centres of Panama. There we go. Quite a bit of news to get through this morning. I say a lot happening with the Odebrecht case. More information on those at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. Here on The Breakfast Show, it's time to get back to the music.
Fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I get down the stairs. Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Hello, it's me, your ex. I called to say not sorry, but I wish you the best. And I don't hold no grudges, promise this ain't a test. We okay? We okay? Sometimes it works out, but sometimes it don't. Maybe we'll fix this, or maybe we won't. Sometimes a heart can't think like a stone. Until you find home.
This ain't a heartbreak anthem. I don't care what happened, but I ain't got no time to dwell on it. Don't wanna throw a tantrum. You did what you had to. No, I ain't got no time to dwell on it.
There we go. That's called Heartbreak Anthem, and that's Galantis, David Guetta, and Little Mix on that one. Before that one, it was Steeler's Wheel and Stuck in the Middle with You. That's brought us, we're 12 minutes away from the top of the hour. Going to look at some of the international news headlines at 7. Some of the business headlines, 7:30. In between the two, we'll look at the weather. The quick look out of the studio window this morning. It is cloudy. Looks like we're going to be in for a sort of reasonably winter. Don't forget we got that hurricane or whatever it is flying around in the Caribbean. So we're sort of get this kind of weather when that turns up. Been a little bit windy as well. It's been nice. Been sleeping with the window open in the bedroom. I call that camping. Right, let's see. Relevant to this day's date, the 22nd of September. A few things here which are quite interesting. Back in the year 1656, an all-female jury, that was back in 1656, an all-female jury, heard the case of a woman murdering her child. The jury in Apaxuxent in Maryland voted for acquittal. And in 1692, last people hanged for witchcraft in Britain's North American colonies occurred on this day. Another one is 1761, George III and Charlotte of Mecklenburg-Strelitz are crowned king and queen, respectively, of the Kingdom of Great Britain. Really? Okay, time on the breakfast show. We're now 11 before 7. And this is Gary Numan and Cars.
Here in my car, I go sleepless.
7 minutes before 7 o'clock, and I tell you what, I'm still rummaging here, seeing things that happened in this day. Thanks to Neil, by the way. Neil over there in the UK gets a lot of our information for us that we look at. And of course, with all that's been going on in the UK recently with a new Prime Minister, and of course the unfortunate events with Her Majesty, a lot of attention's been paid on the UK, so you might have seen, of course, where the Prime Minister lives and works, which is number 10 Downing Street. Well, if we go back to the year 1735, Sir Robert Walpole occupies the new Prime Minister's residence at number 10 Downing Street, just 5 minutes' walk from the Houses of Parliament. You'll laugh, really, haven't you? Hey, well, look, I'll tell you what, we're going to put you there because you can just walk over the road, you know, it's not far. Have you seen what they do? They get in their Jaguars and their Land Rovers and they're driven. A journey into the traffic probably takes more than 5 minutes. But I suppose if you're the Prime Minister, you probably don't walk that far anyway. That's Maroon 5 and Give a Little More. And we're making our way up towards the top of the hour. I'll tell you what, as we get up towards 7 o'clock and you're on your way to work this morning, don't forget, all right, because you're going to have to put something in your tummy when you get in the office, aren't you? Our friends at the Des Gourmet store, the delicatessen store and speciality foods, don't forget, they're now in Pytea Mall. So if you're working around this area and you're on your way to work, perhaps you work in the Pacific Centre or around there in the health clinic, the Panama Clinic, pop in to Des Gourmet store in Pytea Mall, which is right next door, and get yourself something nice for breakfast. All right? They're there for you from Monday to Saturday. You can pop in and get things like nice baked breads, best cuts of meat, seafood, tapas, oh, all sorts of wonderful things. Right. One piece of music. I think that should take us up towards the top of the hour. Gene McDaniels. I wish I only weighed this. £100.
He took 100 pounds of clay, and then he said, hey, listen, I'm gonna fix this the world today, because I know what's missing. Then he rolled his big sleeves up, and a brand new world began. He created a woman and a lot of loving for a man. Whoa, yes he did. With just 100 pounds of clay, he made my life worth living, and I will thank him every day for every kiss you're giving. And I'll thank him every night for the arms that are holding me tight. And he did it all with just 100 pounds of clay. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Now can't you just see him walking around and round, picking the clay up off the ground, doing just what he should do to make a living dream like you. He rolled his big sleeves up, and a brand new world began. He created a woman and a lot of loving for a man. Whoa, yes he did, with just 100 people.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Absolutely. And the time is 7 o'clock on this Thursday morning. Just joined us. Good morning to you. Welcome. It is the 22nd of September. Xi Jinping is unlikely to abandon his old friend Vladimir Putin, even as the Russian leader's decision to send thousands more troops to Ukraine and his nuclear threats strain Beijing's no-limits partnership with Moscow, experts have said. China will instead dig in on its awkward stance of calling for dialogue and peaceful resolution while refusing to condemn Russia's invasion of Ukraine, they said. On Thursday, Foreign Minister Wang Yi told his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly in New York that China would stick to an objective and fair position. Former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev said on Thursday that any weapons in Moscow's arsenal, including strategic nuclear weapons, could be used to defend territories incorporated in Russia from Ukraine. Medvedev, the deputy chairman of Russia's Security Council, said that the referendums being organized by Russian-installed and separatist authorities in larger swathes of Russian-occupied Ukrainian territory will take place and that there is no going back. Russia and Ukraine carried out an unexpected prisoner swap on Wednesday, the largest since the war began, and involving almost 300 people, including 10 foreigners, and the commanders who led a prolonged Ukrainian defense of Mariupol earlier this year. The foreigners released included two Britons and a Moroccan who had been sentenced to death in June after being captured fighting for Ukraine. Also freed were three other Britons, two Americans, a Croatian, and a Swedish national. Protesters in Tehran and other Iranian cities torched police stations and vehicles on Thursday as unrest triggered by the death of a woman detained by the morality police intensified, with reports of security forces coming under attack. Mahsa Amini, 22, died last week after being arrested in Tehran for wearing unsuitable attire. She fell into a coma
after while she was in detention. The authorities have said that they would launch an investigation into the cause of her death. Iran curbed access on Wednesday to Meta platforms, Instagram and WhatsApp, two of the last remaining social networks in the country, amid protests over the death of the woman killed in police custody, residents and internet watchdog NetBlox have said. Last week's death of the 22-year-old Mahsa Amini, who was arrested by morality police in Tehran, as I said earlier, for unsuitable attire, has unleashed anger over issues including freedom in the Islamic Republic and an economy reeling from sanctions. And Hong Kong will scrap its controversial COVID-19 hotel quarantine policy for all arrivals. This is from early October, more than 2.5 years after it was first adopted. News portal HK01 said on Thursday, citing unidentified sources, the move is set to be announced next week, it added. The city's leader, John Lee, said this week he wanted to keep the city connected with the rest of the world and allow an orderly opening up, but did not specify exactly when the quarantine policy would be changed. And that's it for the moment. Same most of the news there, of course, on what is happening with Russia and Ukraine and the UN meeting that's going on at the moment, discussing these issues. But we'll be looking at the bottom of the hour, some of the effects this is having on the world's economy, what's happening in the business world. That's at 7:30. And in between now and then, we'll also take a look and see what the weather's doing.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
We'll be right back.
You know, that is the Rolling Stones, their Rock and a Hard Place, and that was from the 1989 album, which was Steel Wheels. And what is Moyes' the second single from the album remains the most recent Billboard Top 40 hit by the Rolling Stones. Seems Billboard has charts for everything, don't they? Perhaps about time they started a pensioners chart as well. Why not? These guys are just about to make it as well. The Pet Shop Boys. This is Left to My Own Devices.
It's not a crime when you look the way you do, the way I like.
There they go, yes, left to my own devices. That is the Pet Shop Boys on this morning's programme. And let's say a very good morning to Yasmin. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
How are we this morning?
Very nice.
We had a night out last night.
Oh, yes.
We did, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it fun?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Of course.
So, thanks to our friends at Remax.
Exactly.
Yeah, they've got a nice new office. They're just opening, they've acquired a new office, haven't they, over there in Casco.
Mm-hmm.
And a nice position right next to the opera. The National Theatre and the Ministerio de Gobierno.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very nice location.
Yeah, very good. Mm-hmm. And you got home all right?
Oh, yes, perfect.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Even it was raining a little bit, but it was lovely there at Casco.
Oh, it was. Yeah, I mean, we didn't notice it was raining till we left, did we?
Mm-hmm. We got nice photos.
But they seem to have been, they must messed up the roads there. It's difficult for, I mean, our driver, our Uber driver, good morning to Jose.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's difficult to get, we walked up to the corner to the road there that goes there. And, of course, by the, if you come round the top, around to the, you can't come down that street there. You've got to go all around the houses.
Exactly.
Which is very inconvenient.
Mm-hmm. That's why I don't like driving there.
No, I don't. I never take my car there anymore. No.
It's crazy.
Which is a good idea. If you go into Casco, don't take your car.
Mm-hmm.
There's nowhere to put it.
Exactly.
No. But, no, I don't know what they're doing with the streets. I mean, and, of course, the street where my friend lives, diner, just where we're waiting for the car. I mean, it's very narrow, and they've got cars parked all the way down there, and somebody was trying to get down. It's very difficult to get down that street. So these narrow streets should be no parking anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But, but it was a fun night, so...
Exactly. Thanks a lot to Remax and your Lenny for the invitation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We like going out. Well, you do. All the time. Where are you going this morning?
Oh, well, today I'm going to Hotel... De Santa Maria.
Okay.
Because we are going to have a press conference for the Wanda.
Yeah, and we were talking about this on the show, weren't we?
Yes, and we are going to be able to go there, actually, and see how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, because this is great, because, I mean, we've had our friends in, had Bob, didn't they? Bob.
Oh, yes.
Bob the Barrier.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this thing actually collects the rubbish as well, doesn't it? And takes
exactly.
It's brilliant. So, yeah, unfortunately, I can't go because of the timing. But we'll have a full report tomorrow, won't we, guys?
Exactly, and hopefully maybe next week we can interview the creator.
That's great. Yeah, that's a good idea.
This machine. Yeah.
You're coming up with good ideas. Have to fire you. All right, guys, enjoy your day.
Thank you.
I look forward to hearing about that tomorrow.
Sure.
One more piece of music.
Love and use my favorite drug.
Then the weather.
I can never get enough. I'm never gonna give you up. I'm addicted. I think I like it a bit too much. All I needed was one kiss to know this kind of love exists. We don't even entertain what is, cause we fly to bite. Yeah, we ride or die. And I can't be with nobody else. Door
hazardous to my health. We're toxic as fucking hell, but we don't want no fixing up the mess we're in, cause our broken hearts, they're just begging to break again. Just a couple masochists, slow dancing at a precipice. We don't even need to say what if it ain't you and I, then I'd rather die, cause I can't see me with nobody else. You're hazardous to my health. We're toxic as fucking hell, but we don't want no.
Tell you what, that is a track which just has a single name, B-R-E-A-T-H. Now, the way the English language is, you have to listen to the song. Is it breath or is it breathe? Because in English, we spell them the same, don't we? B-R-E-A-T-H. Breath or breathe. So that's what it's called, breath or breathe, from Todrick Hall. In fact, I think it's called breathe. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. We are 21 and a half minutes, that's after the hour, 7 o'clock. Let's take a look and see what the weather's doing. We're going to go over to the other side, to the province of Colón, to Costa Arriba. 30 degrees Celsius is their maximum temperature today, with 23 being the minimum. 35 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, with 80% relative humidity. Let me see, we've got a few showers during the course of this morning, and isolated showers in the afternoon, and tonight it's going to be cloudy. Now, let's take a move over to this side of the isthmus, to West Panama, 31 degrees Celsius being the max, 22 degrees being the minimum temperature, 36 the thermal sensation, relative humidity that little bit lower at 77%. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning, isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon, chance for a few showers tonight. Moving up the coast to us here in the metropolitan area, it is 30 degrees Celsius, right, the maximum temperature for today, with 23 the minimum. The thermal sensation here in the metro area, that's going to be 35 degrees Celsius. Now, relative humidity is at 78%. Cloudy, they reckon, for this morning. I can vouch for that. Looking out this studio window, no sign of any sun peeping through at the moment. In the afternoon, isolated showers. And tonight, a chance for a few showers tonight. Perlis Islands out in the Gulf, if you're out in that direction or going out that way. Maximum temperature 28 degrees Celsius today with 24 the minimum. Their thermal sensation rather pleasant at 33 degrees Celsius. Relative humidity for the Gulf out there at the Polis Islands is quite low at 82%. Few showers during the course of the morning, in the afternoon few showers, and tonight isolated showers. So there we go. Moving on to maritime conditions now. Let's take a look at the tides for today. We're starting on the Pacific. High tide, that was at 127 this morning, and that was 3.81 metres. Low tide, that will be just, five minutes time, at 7.29, 1.46 metres. That's the low tide. High tide again, 1.38 in the afternoon, and that'll be 3.93 metres. And the last low tide, that will be at 7.52 tonight, 1.13 metres. So there we go. That's on the Pacific. On the Caribbean, low tide was at 4.42 this morning, 0.03 of a metre. High tide will be at 10.30, 0.12 of a metre. Low tide again, 2.05 in the afternoon, 0.09 of a metre. And the last high tide will be at 9.32 tonight, and that will be 0.03 of a meter. Right, let's take a look at the actual sea conditions, shall we, for today. Let's start over there on the Caribbean coast. Good conditions, and we've got 10 to 12 kilometers an hour coming from the south-southeast. That's the wind speed and direction for this morning. Waves are just 1 foot. Now, in the afternoon, good conditions continuing. 8 to 12 kilometre an hour winds coming from east-northeast in the afternoon with 1 foot waves. Taking a look at the Pacific, we've got good conditions also. 20 to 25 kilometre an hour winds coming from the west-southwest with 4 foot waves. And in the afternoon, good conditions prevailing. Oh, the windows, got the wrong teeth in. Wind speed is dropping right down to virtually nothing, 2 to 4 kilometres an hour, coming from the south-southeast with 3 foot waves. So the waves coming down a foot as well. So there we go. There's your little look at the weather for this Thursday.
You said it was bound to happen, it's just a matter of time. Now I've come to my decision, and it's one of the painful kind. Cause now it seems that you wanted a martyr, just a regular guy wouldn't do. But baby, I can't hang upon no lover's cross for you. You really gotta hand it to you, cause girl, you really tried. But for every time that we spent laughing, there were two times that I cried. And you were trying to make me your martyr, and that's the one thing I just couldn't do. Cause baby, I can't hang upon no lover's cross for you. Tables are meant for turning, and people are bound to change. And bridges are meant for burning, when the people and memories, they join on the same. Still I hope that you can find another who can take what I could not. Have to be a super guy, or maybe a super god. Cause I never was much of a martyr before, and I ain't about to start nothing new. Baby, I can't hang for no lover's cross for you. Tables are meant for turning, and people are bound to change. Bridges are meant for burning, when the people and memories, they join all the same. But I hope that you can find another who can take what
but I could not. You'd have to be a super guy, or maybe a super god. 'Cause I never was much of a martyr before, and I ain't about to start nothing new. Baby, I can't hang upon no lover's cross for you.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Good evening. Welcome to Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge. Allow me to share with you today's specials. Bangkok noodles with beef and shrimp in a garlic pepper sauce, pineapple fried rice with raisins, cashews and diced vegetables, and tom kha. This is our famous traditional Thai coconut milk hot and sour soup with seafood combination.
Whoa.
See, honey, I told you you would like it. They have the type of food you like and vegan options for me.
It's hard for me to admit, but you were right.
Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge, open from 12 to 11 p.m. in San Francisco. Calle 66 with Calle 50. PH, The Towers.
Me la voy a dar toda pa' un VIP, pa' un VIP. Ey, saluden a Titi, vamos a tirarnos un selfie. Say cheese.
Ay, no, Mónica, en este celular ni se ve para hacer el selfie.
Ay, sí, es que se me cayó el otro día.
Si la pantalla de tu iPhone 11, 12 o 13 está rota o rajada y deseas cambiarla, aprovecha el DataSurf Black Week del 12 al 30 de septiembre y te brindamos un 5% de descuento en su reparación. También aplica para baterías. Visita dspma.com o nuestro Instagram, @DataSurfPanamá, y descubre todas nuestras promociones. DataSurf, líderes en soluciones tecnológicas desde 1989.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely, and the time on The Breakfast Show, we're just making our way to 28 minutes, and that's before the hour of 8 o'clock. And looking at some of the international business headlines for today, we're starting off with no pain, no gain. That seems to be the message from the Fed as it gave sobering projections and set the ground for its policy rate to rise at a faster pace and to a higher level than expected. That sent Asian stocks crumbling to two-year lows, the dollar to a fresh two-decade high, and Treasury yields higher. BlackRock, the world's biggest asset manager, expects the Fed to raise rates a few more times, with data determining the veracity of that and how much longer they will have to go. Rick Ryder, who heads BlackRock's global allocation investment team, says that due to slower economic growth, the question now is when the economy will become fed up with rising rates and tighter liquidity and begin adjusting demand relative to these much tighter monetary conditions. Meanwhile, as sterling hit a new 37-year low of $1.125, the only hope for any remaining sterling bulls might be a massive hike by the Bank of England. While economists polled by Reuters last week expect the central bank to announce a 12 o'clock GMT that rates will rise to 2.25% from 1.75%, financial markets have priced in a bigger move to the 2.5% level. True inflation is just off a 40-year high, but Britain still has to cope with free-spending government, slower growth and a tight labour market. Elsewhere, Norway's central bank is also widely expected to increase rates today by 50 basis points to 2.25%, the highest level since 2011. Japan intervened in the foreign exchange market on Thursday to buy yen for the first time since 1998 in an attempt to shore up the battered currency after the Bank of Japan struck with a with ultra-low interest rates. The move sent the dollar plunging over 2% to around 140.3 yen after trading more than 1% higher earlier on the Bank of Japan's decision to stick to its super-loose policy stance, bucking a global tide of monetary tightening by central banks fighting soaring inflation. The dollar-yen later pared losses and was down 0.5%, and this was at 9.56 GMT. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell vowed on Wednesday that he and his fellow policymakers would keep at their battle to beat down inflation as the U.S. central bank hiked interest rates by 0.75 percentage point for a third straight time and signaled that borrowing costs would keep rising this year. Oil rose on Thursday after sliding 1% in the previous session on the prospect of higher Chinese demand and geopolitical risks. Brent crude futures were up $1.09 or 1.21% to $90.92 per barrel at 8.15 GMT, while U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude was up $1.11 or 1.34% at $84.05. Crude oil demand in China, the world's largest oil importer, is rebounding, having been dampened by strict COVID-19 restrictions. Emmanuel Lefebvre produces thousands of tons of endives in his farm in northern France annually, but this year he may abandon his crop because of the crippling energy costs required to freeze the harvested bulbs. Across northern and western Europe, vegetable producers are contemplating halting their activities because of the financial hit from Europe's energy crisis, further threatening food supplies. And China said the U.S. Inflation Reduction Act is suspected of violating the world WTO rules, the World Trading Organization, and will attempt measures to safeguard its legitimate rights when necessary, the Commerce Ministry spokesman Xu Jiuting said on Thursday. China will follow and evaluate the implementation of the law, Xu added. The new law, signed by U.S. President Joe Biden last month, eliminates federal tax credits for electric vehicles made outside of North America. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. Those are some of the things in the international business news on this Thursday morning, the 22nd of September.
I never have given you a second look, but I like the way you don't give a damn. You seem like someone I could pick a fight with and dance all night with. Maybe you like me the way I am. And even though you got bad tattoos and smell like booze, I'm into you. And even though you got an attitude, baby, I'm in love.
I'm never that good in a crowded room. Mm-hmm. But everything stopped when I just saw you.
seem like someone I could be myself with, no defenses. Maybe you like me the way I Even though you talk way too fast, I can't stop looking at your eyes. Head turn every time you laugh, baby, I'm in love. I'll say a little too much, I'm a little bit drunk. Feels like I know you so well. You could be everything that I've been missing. I'm coming out of my shell. I never do that. How did you do that? It's like I've known you. That I've been missing.
You could be everything to me.
I'm a little drunk, need a little love. Mm-hmm, yeah. Could be everything that I've been missing.
Whatever. Damn, I don't care. Let's go out together. That was Ella Henderson and Tom Green in there. Right, a couple of requests get through. Good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou drops a line. She says here, she wishes everybody, says good day, everybody. Finally, it's almost the end of the week. Yeah, not long to go, but just keep sticking at it, all right? You asked if we could play something from Barbara Streisand. Memory.
Midnight, not a sound from the pavement. Has the moon lost her memory? She is smiling alone. In the lamplight, the withered leaves collect.
Absolutely amazing voice that she has. Yes, Barbara Streisand and Memory. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just coming to 15 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Top of the hour, don't forget, we're going to look at some of the local news for you. A very good morning to Anna Maria. Anna Maria says, hi, good morning. Kiss Me Quick. Oh, no, sorry, that's the song. Could you please play Kiss Me Quick by Elvis Presley? Thank you. Of course we can. And here we go. It was that song. Thanks very much, Anna Maria.
Kiss me quick while we still have this feeling. Hold me close and never let me go. Cause tomorrows can be so uncertain. Love can fly and leave just hurting. Kiss me quick because I love you so. Kiss me quick and make my heart go crazy. Sigh that sigh and whisper oh so low. Tell me that tonight will last forever. Say that you will leave me never. Kiss me quick because I love you so. Oh, let the band keep playing for while we are swaying. Let's keep on praying that they'll never stop. Kiss me quick, I just can't stand this waiting. Cause your lips are the lips I long to know. Let the band keep playing while we are swaying. Let's keep on praying that they'll never stop. Kiss me quick, I just can't stand this waiting. Cause your lips are lips I long to know.
Oh, there we go. That's a good one. I haven't heard that one for quite a while. That is Kiss Me Quick from Elvis Presley. And that's going to Anna Maria this morning. Right, let me see. Let's take a look. What's it like outside?
Hey, it's a mess out there. They can leave, but we don't care. We'll stay. I'm good right here. I've been waiting for you all year. Come play. Like a mess right here. Do whatever. I like it weird. Okay. Let them disappear. Say whatever you want to hear. Just say.
Yes.
Look at here.
My team.
something ain't right. If you're young, it's crazy if it's someone to take you down. So you can feel the fight till the dawn. The energy is flowing, it keeps us glowing. So we don't need no light, wipe it on. I'm talking to you, girl. It's a new world.
Ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you, English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Who is? Don't touch that dial.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Smashing Pumpkins, and why not? There you are, Smashing Pumpkins, and that was 1979. Time on The Breakfast Show, if you're keeping an eye on the time, we're just 2 minutes away from the top of the hour, 8 o'clock, and we'll be looking at the news in just a moment. Just to let you know that, unfortunately, Dr. Computer, Alex Newman, he's not going to be able to make it today. He's not feeling too good. He did give us a call yesterday. So whatever it is you do, Alex, do get well, okay? Yes, we want you nice and fit. And what we'll do, I think, yes, in the next hour, we'll take a look, take a little rummage around the internet and see if we can find any techie stories for you this morning. And let me see what else we got. That's it. We'll be checking in with Ingrid, of course, for our everyday story of country folk. That'll be coming up. And apart from that, of course, plenty of great music going right through until 10 o'clock this morning. But for now, I tell you what, we're going to get stuck in.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Have the best weekend plan for you. This and every Friday, visit Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy their happy hour with 50% discount off cocktails and starters. Starting at 4 p.m, order everything from a pisco sour and a margarita to mussels and shrimp wontons at half the regular price. And on Saturdays and Sundays, bottomless mimosas for $15. Avantika at PH Towers, Calle 66 and Calle 50. We're waiting for you with free parking and our pet-friendly terrace.
Jaime, porfa, desconéctate de Wi-Fi para poder bajar este archivo.
Angela, pero si estoy contestando correos.
Sorry, pero tú sabes que aquí si todos nos conectamos al mismo tiempo, bajar archivos pesados es un lío. Dame chance.
Ok, pues...
Parece que tu empresa necesita una mejora en su red Wi-Fi. Aprovecha el DataSurf Black Week para empresas del 12 al 30 de septiembre y agenda tu inspección completamente gratis. Te visitamos y asesoramos para llevar el funcionamiento de tus redes inalámbricas al siguiente nivel. Visita dspma.com o nuestro Instagram, @DataSurfPanamá, y descubre todas nuestras promociones. DataSurf, líderes en soluciones tecnológicas desde 1989.
And you are listening to The Breakfast Show, boys and girls. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Let me just remind you, if I may, about something else that you might need to do. And that's get your car checked out. All right, now, our friends at Valley Motors are saying that if you've got a car which is 2010 or newer, all right, and you say that you heard this on The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, guess what? You will get a free full inspection. That's a $50 value. Contact them today. That's Valley Motors on 6431 0419. Valley Motors. Give them a call. Go and get your car checked out so you know it's all okay.
Valley Motors.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Absolutely, and I'm going to be with you right through till 10 o'clock this morning. So do hang around. Plenty of great music going through till 10. Be checking in with Ingrid.
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do the thing to me, I'll just lay me down right for 100 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money, but don't leave me drowning in my tears. You say you're gonna leave, gonna take that big white bird, gonna fly right out of here without a single word.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
It's the perfect time of year. Somewhere far away from here. I feel fine enough, I guess. Considering everything's a mess. There's a restaurant down the street where hungry people like to eat. I could walk, but I'll just drive. Colder than it looks outside. It's like a dream, you try to remember, but it's gone. Then you're trying to scream, but it only comes out as a yawn. When you're trying to see the world beyond your front door. Take your time, so wait, I'm gonna make you smile. When you realize that again, life has might take a while. Just trying to figure out what all this is for. It's the perfect time of day to throw all your cares away. Put the sprinkler on the lawn and run through with my gym shorts on. Take a drink right from the hose and change into some drier clothes. Climb the stairs up to my room. Like a dream, you try to remember, but it's gone. Then you're trying to scream, but it only comes out as a yawn. When you're trying to see the world beyond your front door. Take your time, so wait, I'm gonna make you smile. When you realize that it got my friend, might take a while. Just to try to figure out what all this is for. Pinch me, pinch me. Such as this. Yo. It's hard to tell if I exist. I pack the car and leave this town. Who'll notice that I'm not around? I could hide out under there. I just made you say underwear. I could leave, but I'll just stay. All my stuff's here anyway. Like you see me trying to remember, but it's gone. Then you try to scream, but it only comes out as a yawn. When you try to see someone beyond your front door. Take your time to wait, I'm gonna make you smile. When you realize that again, life might take a while. Just to try to figure out what all this is for. Try to figure out what all this is for. Try to see the world beyond your
There we go. The first one was Don't Pull Your Love, and that came from a law firm. I think it was Hamilton, Joe Frank, and Reynolds. Just sounds like, doesn't it? And then followed by Bare Naked Ladies and Pinch Me. Well, we're going to take one more piece of music, and then I think we'll take a trip into the interior and find out what's happening with our everyday story, Country Folk from England. But first, it's Django Django and Got Me Worried. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're coming down to 25 after 8 o'clock.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's a day I feel great. I'm feeling so good. 11 days out of quarantine, I'm telling you, after quarantine, I'm feeling awfully good to be back out and about. Even with a mask on if I need to be when I get in public. But it sure does feel to get out of the house. And what a beautiful morning. Misty and cool like the highlands of Scotland. Ah, yes, and I've got kitty cats everywhere. Ooh, packing it up. I went shopping yesterday in Coronado. Had to buy one of those large big pots because I've got two fig trees. And I want to get them in the dirt soon, but I don't want to get them in the ground because it's too rainy still. So I got to put them in large pots and then put wheels on them so I can roll them in to the sunshine and roll them out when it rains. So I got to be very protective because those things are, oh, I can't wait. In about 2 years, we will have figs, glorious figs. And if you've never had a fresh fig, you do not know what you're missing. It's going to be a little harder to grow up here in El Valle because it needs hot and dry. It probably will grow better somewhere down in Las Uvas and Coronado area, but we're going to give it a try. You know, give it an old college try. All right, wait, we got a tomato turning again? Yes, indeed. Is that a little green tomato turning red? It is a tomato turning red. I'm going to have to go pick that one so I can have it for lunch. Ooh, what is that? Oh, my plantain. Somebody has opened one up and eaten it. Probably a bird. Uh-huh. So we got the fruits and veggies growing. I received my packet of 40 packages of seeds, of fruit, vegetables and herbs and spices and all these other things. And that is going to be a lot of fun getting that set up in the new greenhouse. So excited about that. Look at the pretty bananas gone. Somebody ate it. Somebody ate it. Woohoo! It's a good thing. All right. Well, tomorrow is Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Whew, I got to think of something good to turn everybody's ears into like mush. For 6 minutes. Anyways, I hope you all are doing well. Take care of yourselves. This COVID can come back. We're out of the pandemic, which I'm glad to hear. But COVID is going to be a part of our lives for a long time. So protect yourselves, be safe, everybody, and back to you in the studio.
go. That's Tears for Fears and sowing the seeds of love. And while Ingrid is out there sowing her fig seeds. There we go. A big thanks to Ingrid. We're 24 minutes, by the way, before the hour of 9 o'clock. I was just taking a little rummage around the internet, see what I could find in respect of techie news. Twitch apparently, it says here, has announced a partial gambling ban targeting slots, roulette and dice games. It says here the Amazon-owned live streaming platform will bar videos of gambling sites not licensed in the US or other jurisdictions that provide sufficient consumer protection. The ban includes cryptocurrency gaming sites such as Stake.com, based on the Caribbean island of Curaçao. It's going to take effect from the 18th of October. In a statement posted to Twitter, Twitch said that while we prohibit sharing links or referral codes to all sites that include slots, roulette or dice games, we've seen some people circumvent those rules and expose our community to potential harm. Stake.com, Rollbit.com, Duelbits.com and Rootbet.com would be banned, and it may exclude others in the future, but it would not ban sports betting, fantasy sports such as fantasy football or poker. So there we go, some news there from Twitch, I guess. Well, winner takes it all, or not, as the case may be. 23 minutes before 9 o'clock.
About things we've gone through, though it's hurting me. Now it's history. I played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more ace to play. The winner takes it all, the loser standing small beside the victory. That's her destiny. I was in your arms, thinking I belong there. I figured it made sense, building me a fence. If it makes you feel sad, then I understand. You've come to shake my hand. I apologize if it makes you feel bad, seeing me so tense, no self-confidence. But you see, the winner takes.
Greatest hits and more. It's the Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Come on, Sloopy.
Come on,
There we go. Yes, the Adventures of Snoopy. We started off with the McCoys, of course, and Hang on Snoopy, and followed on there. That was Snoopy versus the Red Baron. And that was the Royal Guardsman. And that's paused to 11 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Right, let's take a look. I was still looking around, seeing some of the see if I some of the stories to do with techie. If you're a gamer, I guess this one is for you. It says more than 90 videos and images from the next edition of the Grand Theft Auto franchise have been leaked online by a hacker, the game's developers have said. The leaked content was posted on Sunday after what is being described as one of gaming's biggest security breaches. Rockstar Games said it remained unclear how the network intrusion occurred, but confirmed early development footage from GTA 6 had been stolen. The footage was put on the GTA forums site by a user called Teapot Uber Hacker. Sounds German. Teapot Uber Hacker. That sounds like that song, doesn't it? Right, that's it. The hacker claimed to have gained access to the data by breaching Rockstar's internal feed on the Slack messaging app and invited executives to negotiate to avoid further leaks. Oh, negotiate, eh? There we go. Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. Black Star Dancing. We'll be right back. There we go. Yes, Black Star Dancing. Then that's with Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're 6.5 minutes away from the top of the hour, 9 o'clock. Let me just remind you, if you're thinking about lunchtime, it's not that far away, is it? Remember our friends at the De Gourmet Store, the delicatessen speciality food shop, also now in Paitea Mall, next to the Panama Clinic, and there you can find delicious baked breads, the best cuts of meat, and you've got seafood, tapas, recognised wines and gourmet products to heat and enjoy. So think about popping along, getting yourself sorted out for lunch.
Yeah, yeah, rock and roll. Come on, come on, rock and roll. Me. 6 o'clock, another morning, staying like a dog each day. Night creeps underneath the awning, slaps my sleeping face away. Your breath, it fills me like the morning. Your body fills me with the night. And Monday, here's the weekend calling. Break out, babe, let's hit the red light. All right, all night. Sing.
Yeah, yeah, rock and roll. Hallway, empty of their human shape. The bodies that once filled them left behind a holy space. See, it gets so hard to stay alive sometimes. Some days you can barely face. But it's not just you that feels so lonely. I'm told it's everybody in the human race. You're out of place, and out of space.
Yeah, yeah, rock and roll.
there. That's the Boomtown Rats and Rock and Roll. Yay, yay. Okay, let me just remind you, by the way, if you like a bit of flow, don't forget Quinta Venticuatro's coming with lots of flow. They're taking you to Bad Bunny's VIP concert. Publish your car with the hashtag BadBunnyE24. Yeah, hashtag BadBunnyE24. Find out more in EnquentaVenticuatro.com. The offer is valid up to the 15th of October. So don't miss out on that, all right? And time on The Breakfast Show. Well, I tell you what, we're making our way up to the top of the hour.
Cool FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inquenta Venticuatro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
And also, by the way, boys and girls, don't forget to keep your car nice and clean. Our friends at Valet Motors. If you have a 2010 or newer car and you say that you listen to this mention on The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, guess what? You'll get a free full inspection. That's a $50 value, absolutely free. Contact them today on their WhatsApp number, 6431-0419, and they will give you that nice free inspection. Go along, check them out. Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
And of course, what I can't go away without reminding you, because we're just getting all 2 hours and 45 minutes, something like that, from lunchtime. The Gourmet Store, the delicatessen store and specialty food store in Paitia Mall. Don't forget to go and check them out. They're waiting for you from Monday to Saturday. They're right next to the Pacific Center there here in Paitia. There you'll find delicious baked breads, the best cuts of meat, seafood, tapas, recognized wines. Of course, don't forget lunchtime, those gourmet products that you can buy, eat, and enjoy. It's as easy as that. Okay, time on The Breakfast Show, 17 minutes, boys and girls, and that is after the hour of 9 o'clock.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Good friend.
Wilson Phillips and You're In Love was the first of those two, followed on there, gosh, you can't mistake that voice, can you, Aretha Franklin, and it says, Nighttime is the Right Time. Absolutely brilliant. 26, coming down for 26 and a half minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. Looking at some of the things relevant to today's date. It is the 22nd of September. And Russia, back in the year 1784, Russia establishes a colony at Kodiak in Alaska. You've probably got ideas of doing that again, don't you? 1792, the French Republic is proclaimed, and in the year 1862, US President Lincoln issued the preliminary Emancipation Proclamation. It stated that all slaves held within rebel states would be free as of the 1st of January in 1863. 1888, the first issue of the National Geographic magazine is published. 1888, and it is still going strong, isn't it? For which we're extremely grateful. It's a marvellous magazine. Mad About You from Sting, and it was released back in 1991, in March of 1991. It was the second single off of his third studio album, which was The Soul Cages. The song lyrics are based on the story of King David from the Book of Samuel. The single didn't match the success of its predecessor, only reaching number 56 on a UK singles chart and missing the Billboard Hot 100 completely. Looks like Mr. Tom Jones. Looks like I'll never fall in love again.
I've been in love so many times, thought I knew the score, but now you've treated me so wrong, I can't take anymore. And it looks like I'm never gonna fall in love again.
Promise not to tell. Whoa, 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 closer.
That's a cover, of course. It's a cover of the Beatles song, Do You Want to Know a Secret? I like that version. In fact, I think, if I remember, I preferred that. Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas there. And that was 1963. They released that in 1963. And on the other side was I'll Be On My Way. Reached number two, by the way, in the Record Retailer chart and hit number one on the New Musical Express chart. And by Radio this was used by Radio Luxembourg. By anybody remember them? Used to fade in and out all the time. Always remember that. My dad made me a crystal radio set, which I had at boarding school. And I used to sort of hide under my sheets and listen with the old Bakelite headphones. They were damned uncomfortable as well, I can tell you. And listen to Radio Luxembourg. It always used to fade in and out, in and out. So, but anyway, it's the only way we could listen to some really good pop music in those days. Talking of really good pop music in those days. How about this one? Something in the air. go. That's a song that was written by Speedy Keen. By the way, he also sang the song, but that was Thunderclap Newman. And that was it was, by the way, it was number one single for 3 weeks in the UK charts in July 1969. And it was also been covered by several artists, of course, but it's also been used for films, television and advertisements as well. And the track was also included on Thunderclap Newman's only album release, which was Hollywood Dream, and that was over a year later. And somebody who's in the city, Stevie Wonder, he's living for it as well. Here he is, living for the city.
A boy's born in hard time Mississippi, surrounded by four walls that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city.
That's Mr. Stevie Wonder, living for the city. Which city, you might well ask? Ask this group. They're called Boston. That's as good a city if ever you wanted one. Don't look back.
Strong to be.
There we go, taking us towards the end of this morning's programme. Mr. Jimmy Ruffin and gonna give her all the love I've got. And very good morning to Rosita. She's dropping a little line this morning. Good morning to you. Nice to know you've been with us this morning. It's nice to know when anybody's with us in the morning. So that's it. Yes, and sadly we didn't have Dr. Computer with us today, but I hope you enjoyed the music that we put on for you. We'll be back with you, of course, at the same time tomorrow with plenty more of that. And thanks to go out this morning, of course, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, my producer. She's gone off to a meeting, so good luck to that. We'll hear all about that on tomorrow's programme. Thanks to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter for our everyday story of country folk. Hope your figs are doing well. Go look after your figs, you know. Don't want them to droop. Now, let me see what else. Big thanks, of course, to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom. He's over there in Windsor, and all the background information he sends for us each day. So a big thank you to Neil. And also the boys and girls of Group of Grotto keep us up and running. And, of course, most especially to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us. Want to join us as an advertiser or a sponsor? It's easy. Just give us a WhatsApp on 677-188-22, 677-188-22. That's our WhatsApp number. Or you can always give Yasmin a call on 223-5162, 223-5162. So I'll be back with you same time tomorrow morning. Friday morning's TGIF tomorrow. Always look forward to that, don't we? So I'll be back with you usual time, 6. Please remember, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, do it carefully, all right? Take care of yourselves, because what do I want to be doing? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you, all right? So from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.